This episode of Keeping It Real is brought to you by Joel Schaub at Guaranteed Rate. As a realtor, it's important to partner with only the most trusted name in mortgage lending. Joel has thousands of satisfied clients and gives $1,500 of his commission back to your buyers on every closing. He is known for his ability to close even complex deals start to finish in only 14 days. To learn what thousands of others already know, make a note to call Joel at 773-654-2049 or email joel@rate.com. Guaranteed Rate is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states, consumer access number 2611, and now on with the show. Welcome to Keeping It Real, the largest podcast in the country for real estate agents made by real estate agents. My name is DJ Paris. I am your host, and what a year it's been. We have doubled our traffic and our listenership, and we have now expanded nationwide with our guests and also with our listeners, and we're so excited to continue to bring you this kind of content. Today on the show, we have our monthly episode with Joel Schaub from Guaranteed Rate called Learn with a Lender. If you are new to the show, let me tell you about Joel. Joel is Vice President of Lending at Guaranteed Rate. He has been doing loans at a high level since 2003 and has got to that level because of what he does directly for agents. He gives back part of his commission to the buyer on every transaction, every time. Last year alone, he gave back over $271,000 in closing costs to buyers who worked with him, and that put Joel's volume in the top 0.1% of loan officers nationwide. Out of 380,000 loan officers nationwide, Joel is ranked number 181. Year to date, he has closed 317 transactions for just under $113 million in closings. In the month of December alone, which is no closings happen, Joel has already done $10 million in closed transactions. And Joel can be reached at joel@rate.com, or you can always call him directly at 773-354-2049. Let's say hello to the biggest Cubs fan I know, Joel Schaub. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, DJ, thanks so much for having me on again, and the accolades and the numbers that you share with the listeners, they're great, but I love this time to come on and give back and go through some of the things that I've seen other agents doing that can help them really, really grow their business and not spend a lot of money. I'm going to go through several things that I have seen other people doing and really give back here today. So I'm really excited to be on the show.
And thank you. We're so excited. You're a fan favorite, and we're so appreciated by our audience. And I would like to tell the audience just how dedicated Joel is. Joel is catching a flight tomorrow to go out of the country on safari, which is super exciting. And he does not have time to do this right now, and yet he's doing it. That's how dedicated he is. And we're so grateful that you're able to do this for us.
Well, I'll do it again in January if I make it back and I don't get eaten by a lion, a tiger, whatever the other animals there are going to be. And we're excited. So, yeah, my wife and I, tomorrow we fly and we're doing Christmas in the Seychelles Islands. So we're going to do six nights there before going to Cape Town, South Africa. And then that's where we're going to spend almost 2 weeks doing Africa stuff. We'll be there.
Well, I hope I hope my girlfriend isn't listening because you're now making me look bad because she and I are just going to Florida. Not as exciting.
Warmth is warmth, but it's a once in a lifetime thing. As a child, I always wanted to go, and I wanted to go to Egypt. Here's the two things, DJ, I wanted to do. I wanted to be a Major League Baseball player, and I wanted to go to Egypt. And I was so bad at sports. Like, I struck out at T-ball. I wasn't athletic at all. So that's passed me by. But at least I can take my beautiful wife, and we're going to go spend some time there. We end in Cairo. So we get back middle of January. So it's going to be a good three-week-plus warmth getaway. And before we go, let's go through some things that we can really do as real estate agents and professionals that are on the podcast today to get ready for 2020. What are some of the things that we can do to put our minds in a mindset for growth. Okay. And the one thing I want to focus on is just giving back. DJ, how many times do I talk about this?
Every single time.
Right? It's truly what it is. People don't care about how much you know until they know how much you care. Okay. And when you can literally grow your business based on giving back, not only do you sleep better, do you feel better, but the referrals that come to you are so much better. Okay. As agents, there's so many different agent options that are out there. So if you got a referral from somebody that was a friend, a family member, or a coworker where you really were involved in the other person's life, it's a lot easier to work with that person. They're less likely to say, oh, I'm going to go call five different real estate agents and, you know, see which one's going to give me the lowest commission. That's a race to the bottom. We don't want that. What we want to do is build our people. So giving back, a couple things that we can do. Be out there and actually pick a charity that you actually could get involved with and spend some time. It doesn't have to be a lot of money. But my wife and I have been part of the Real Estate to the Rescue. We've been on the board of directors. And when you align yourself with something, naturally, you're seeing people that see you as a giving person. And if everybody knows what you're doing in real estate, you will get more deals from it. So it's so simple, but it's so many people fail to do this. Go out next year and find something that you're passionate about and ask to join on the board.
I do this. For me, it's Misericordia here, a local place in Chicago. And it is not only has it helped me business-wise, which is not why I do it, same with you with Real Estate to the Rescue, but it is something we both care about. And I will tell you, it just transformed my life when I started getting involved.
It is. And then you're actually connecting with people that are like-minded. And it's surprising to me how many people say they will do it and not do it. So just the first step, find a charity, find something that you're passionate about, and then give back. And then let every single person know. It's a little self-serving, but let them know I'm in real estate. I want to be the person that helps you on the next transaction. And people want to help people that are helping others. Okay. Okay, so that's charities. The next one is groups, whether it's a mommy-daddy group, a school group, or some kind of former college athletic or university connection. Join groups, okay? And make sure that you're doing the exact same thing. You're giving back, you're being present, and you're helping some organization or cause grow. It doesn't have to be a charity. The one that I really love is just, where did you go to school?
Okay. Yeah, right.
Lastly, online neighborhood groups. Okay. If I was a new agent and I didn't have a lot of money, I literally would be doing 5 or 6 hours a day just on the groups. Okay. This seems crazy, but literally 5 or 6 hours a day just answering questions, chiming in, being that person that knows about real estate. Okay. And it'll take time, but if you don't have a lot of money to go out and do big time advertisements and budgets and parties, being on these neighborhood groups as the professional that is in your community, it's a long game, but it's one of the most cost-effective ways that you can be an expert.
And so what Joel's talking about, and this is a great thing because I've interviewed people for the show that have built these groups. If there isn't one for your neighborhood or your suburb, is go on Facebook and do a search. For example, if you're a mother, guess what? Other mothers in your community want to know about all the kids stuff that's going on in that community. And you can start posting, here are all the events coming up. And then as you start to do that, you become a fixture in that Facebook group or other social group. People start going, well, what is it that you do? And all of a sudden you've added so much value that you start getting clients as a result.
You're exactly right. This is not an opportunity to sell. You are literally providing value and giving answers and actually being a resource that it naturally does come to you. People make the mistake of going on and blasting advertisements, and I see it and I would never call that person.
Right.
But guess who does call? Somebody that's actually providing value, that's helping, that's giving answers, that is spending time and writing a reply whenever somebody needs a plumber or needs a roofer or needs a handyman. If you can be the person that's referring people out, you become that neighborhood expert, and Facebook groups is a great way to go out and grow your real estate business.
Wonderful. Couldn't agree more.
So you're talking off air. You're seeing a lot of different things that people are doing for advertising. What's going on? What are you seeing?
So this is just funny, fortunate timing, and it's going to sound like I'm doing a commercial for Guaranteed Rate, which I would always do a commercial for Guaranteed Rate because I love Guaranteed Rate. But this really happened two nights ago. So I got home. I live in a high-rise downtown in River North, and in my mailbox was an 8.5 by 11 color, basically a front and back. And it was from a very successful realtor who's actually been on our show. And I won't mention it just in case he doesn't want me to. But here's what was great about it. It was on the front. It had all of the current listings for my building that were on the market, and it showed in the past, I think, 30 or 60 days what has closed. So I could look at this very quickly and say, okay, here's what the places in my building are going for. Here's what they're selling for. And guess what? It was co-branded by who else? Guaranteed Rate.
And I
handed it to my girlfriend, and I said, look at how brilliant this marketing is, because is it providing value? Yes, right? Like, that is exactly what everybody who lives in a building wants to know, is what are other things going for? Because maybe I want to sell, or maybe I want to buy another property in my own building, right? I just want to know what's going on. And most time, and I'm in the business and I don't know what's going on in my own building. And I said, this is brilliant. And I said, oh, how funny is it? Because I'm going to have Joel on in a few days. I need to really talk about how, I'm not kidding. I get a ton of advertisements from other realtors who partner with other lenders. And it's just, hey, use me. I'm great and all that's fine. But I thought, wow, this is a piece of advertising that is hyper-targeted. And I go, how great is this that, you know, they're partnered with Guaranteed Rate because, you know, we're about to come on the show. So I couldn't have been more impressed. And within a minute, I looked at this, I knew what was going on in my building, and I got value and I remembered it. This is the kind of things that as agents, we want these kind of partnerships, right? We want partners that can provide and help us with our marketing efforts. And Joel is exactly the kind of person that can do this with you.
And that's the nice thing right there too, is that you actually hit the nail on the head. I love that you said a partnership, because there's a lot of great lenders. There's definitely people at all different banks and brokers that do it right, that know how to do the process, but are they actually partnering with you to help you get more transactions? And you hit the nail on the head. Doing the marketing dollars and co-advertising is how I got to having over 100 good real estate agents in the city of Chicago that say, just call Joel. And so I give a closing cost credit back to every buyer that comes over from that agent. So I do a $1,500 credit out of my commission. It goes right on the closing settlement statement, and that helps the buyer bring less to the closing table. And it also gets the listing agent or the agent that was referring the person over to me more deals, because that buyer then is so happy that they got somebody that was at our level, but also giving back.
Yeah. And guys, this is not just a marketing gimmick, this giving back. This is huge. Most lenders do not do this. This isn't an option at a lot of places. Joel does this himself. It's how he's built his business. And everybody here locally in Chicago knows Joel. And there are probably thousands of different lenders. Joel's maybe the most well-known because of his ability to give back. And he doesn't just give back financially, although how great is that you get to bring that to your client. Hey, I've got a great lender for you. Not only will you close quickly with a great rate, but also my lender is going to credit you back, up to X amount. And I think that's so huge. So you're providing value, Joel's providing value, and everybody wins.
Yeah. So if you're an agent that's on the podcast here today, in 2020, I'm definitely looking to expand and have some additional agents come on. And so you can just do a quick email now, joel@rate.com. So it's joel@rate.com. And then just in the subject line, write marketing. And then I'll give you a follow-up, and we'll schedule some time to see how we can actually help you through the co-branded marketing, the flyers, through the credits back, help you grow in 2020. So I'm happy to throw that out there to some agents that really want to expand and grow their business.
And to all the listeners, look, we have thousands and thousands of listeners. Do not delay on this. There is a finite amount of people that Joel can partner with. And if you really are serious and looking for a partner, immediately, as soon as you're done listening to this, shoot that email out to him so you can have that conversation. Because at some point, he's going to get 50 emails, and that is going to be hard for him to manage all that. So be one of the first people that reaches out, because he is, I mean, here in Chicago, he is a legend. If you're outside the Chicagoland area, he'd love to still work with you. But definitely reach out, because he is a busy man and gets a lot of requests. So shoot that over to him immediately so you guys can work on your 2020 business plan together.
Okay, I got one more thing. I'm all about providing value. So if you are in the real estate space, you've heard about this. You've seen other mortgage guys or agents talking about the loan limits getting increased. Did you hear anything about this? Like one day there was 15 posts and everyone was just saying 510,000, 510. They were just saying this number that now the loan limit is up. But what the hell does that even mean, right? If you're outside of the industry and you're just buying for the first time, why does this matter, right? What does it mean? So I want to actually talk about what that loan limit was, because you could always borrow above the old limit, right? There wasn't a limit on what you could borrow, right? You could borrow $1 million, 800,000, 700. So what this is the limit got increased from the cutoff point for a conforming mortgage to a jumbo loan. Okay. And all it means is that now first-time buyers and those without a large down payment can borrow more on the lowest down payment options, 3% down and 5% down, all the way up to $510,400. So as an agent, what this means is it's good to know that it's on that number for a one-unit property. But my focus here is there isn't just one loan limit. There are loan limits for 2 units, 3 units, and 4 units. Okay. And so right now, there's a really big opportunity for borrowers to go out and buy a 2-4 flat building. Okay. So if you're an agent, why go help somebody buy a $280,000 condo when you can help them buy a $590,000 2-unit or a $700,000 3-unit building? Okay. They could live in one of the units. Yeah. Yes. Well, you could live in one and you could literally collect rents that cover the entire mortgage payment if you get a good agent that can find some of these diamonds in the rough. Okay. So a 4-unit limit, this is not jumbo. The 4-unit limit on Fannie Mae now is $981,700. Yeah, a 4-unit building, and there's tons of them, okay? And for most people, if you're just a regular salaried person, $900,000 seems like a complete pipe dream. How could I ever get a bank to approve me for this type of loan? Well, if you're buying in a building that has 3 other rents, your person that's just maybe making 80 grand a year as a teacher very easily could go buy a 4-unit building. If they've never bought a place before, they could buy it with 5% down and have the rents cover the mortgage. So those are some of the tips that I wanted to focus on and give a little context and color to this number that you keep seeing on social media, 510. That's one thing, but these 2-4 unit loans have increased as well. And there's a real opportunity to go to your database and start having these buyers that maybe are renting move into a multifamily purchase.
And guys, you don't have to have these conversations alone. This is why you partner with someone like Joel. He can talk to your clients and have those conversations about what we call house hacking, this ability to buy a multi-unit, live in one, and then have, you know, the mortgages paid by the rents in the other. So definitely let's continue to reach out to Joel. He is your greatest resource to helping your clients get to that next level. They're not just homeowners, now they're investors as well.
And they'll refer you more business. When you genuinely put these people first and not just look at it as a commission, you will get more deals. And I've seen this for year after year with agents where I've taught them and teach them how they can actually take a small group of buyers and year after year get more referrals from them by putting them first. It feels good. It's the right way to do business.
That does it for the end of the year. Joel's on his way to Africa, and he's actually got a conference call in 2 minutes. So we're going to sign off And we're going to first thank you, Joel, for the entire year, all the hard work you've done on this podcast. Joel does not get paid to do this. He does this because he truly wants to give back. And if I could ask all of our listeners, our realtors, our listeners who may be buyers, sellers, use Joel, reach out to Joel. He is honored to earn your business and he wants to earn your business. So Joel, what's the best way that an agent or a buyer can reach out to you?
Joel at rate.com, J-O-E-L at R-A-T-E.com, 773-654-2049. And before I go, just big shout out to you, DJ, and everybody that it takes to put this together. You've grown so much. We really love what you're doing, and we're really excited to partner with you in 2020.
Well, we're excited. The honor is all ours. And so have a great holiday season, Joel. Have a great safari with your lovely wife, who I adore. And also, we'll see you in January when you guys get back. We'll keep doing these episodes. And to all the listeners, thank you for continuing to support the show. And the best way to support the show, aside from telling a friend, is support Joel. You reach out to him. He is your resource. He will help you make more money as a real estate agent. And it'll help your clients save money on their lending. So please reach out to him. We're so honored to have him a part of the show. So Joel, thank you so much and have a great time in Africa.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you, everyone.